when I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. Have you ever dreamed about what it would be like to drive a semi-truck, be your own boss, see the country, sleep in that little RV box at the back of the cab? Truckers say they are the backbone of the American economy, working long hours, rolling day and night, to make sure we can buy just about anything we want, whenever we want it. It can take months to get a commercial driver's license, to say nothing of the impracticality, for many of us, of leaving your family and your life to take to the open road. But as with so many experiences, you can get a taste of what it would be like through a video game. American Truck Simulator allows players to drive semi-trucks across America, visiting different cities and landmarks, including, soon, our home state of Illinois. SCS Software, the makers of American Truck Simulator, is set to release an expansion for the game that includes several Illinois cities: Chicago, Rockford, Peoria, Champaign, Quincy, and the Quad Cities of Moline and Davenport, Iowa. There are several screenshots of the game already available online. I've got to say, they are strikingly realistic. Joining me now to talk more about this is Daniel Nemec. He goes by Nemiro. He is the SCS Software Head of PR and Marketing. He's connecting with us all the way from the Czech Republic, where the company is based. Daniel, welcome to the 21st show. Good evening. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, everyone. Good evening, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and honor.
And listeners, you can join us today, 800-222-9455. Maybe you have played American Truck Simulator. Maybe you're interested in it. What Illinois cities would you like to check out virtually from your computer screen? Again, 800-222-9455. All right, Daniel, take me back in time. Where did the idea for American Truck Simulator come from?
Well, I think that's more than 10 years now. Actually, next year in February, American Truck Simulator is gonna celebrate 10 years anniversary. And so yeah, that time back, the studio of SCS Software already had a game of Euro Truck Simulator 2 on the market, and we thought that it would be nice to, you know, stick to what the studio already was doing, what we thought we can do, what we know how to do well. And we decided to create a second kind of a brother to our European game of American Truck Simulator. And the idea was to basically bring game about trucking within the US at the beginning. And yeah, so that's how the idea started.
I have played European Truck Simulator. The trucks usually typically have those like flat fronts. I don't know if there's probably
a cab
formal
overs.
Cab over. Thank you. Like, what sort of changes do you have to make when you are bringing, you know, you're a European company, you're designing a game focused on America? How do you go about approaching that?
Well, then of course the models of the trucks, as you said, are a little bit different, which comes with a little bit different of a behavior of the vehicles. You guys have also a little bit different traffic rules. You know, for example, you guys have way more wide roads and highways, more wide parking lots, and you know, everything is a little bit bigger in America. So you know, the games is kind of a I don't want to say like the same as the Euro Truck Simulator 2, but the core is pretty much the same. It's about trucking, it's about logistics, hauling a cargo, building your profile in the game. But there are some differences between those two games, just as there are some differences in the real world, you know, between the trucking and logistics in Europe and in America.
So how did this Illinois expansion come about?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, back before, or no, back, you know, 10 years ago, as we said, which next year is going to be the anniversary, 10 years anniversary of American Truck Simulator. The original game of American Truck Simulator was released with the state of California and Nevada and Arizona, and then we moved by, you know, producing these map DLCs, these extra expansions that everyone can buy and unlock another chunk of map of the in-game world where they can travel and explore and haul cargos. We started from from west to east, state by state, you know. So, and now we are basically with the production where Illinois lies. So that's how Illinois came to our mind, because it was, you know, the next state we wanted to build for the whole universum of American Truck Simulator.
Yeah. So what do you do when you're going to expand to a state? Do you actually have to visit it? Are you buying data online from like mapping companies? How does that work?
Well, a little bit of everything. You know, we do send small teams for, as we call those, research trips, because for the designers or for the map designers, as we call them internally, those are guys that are building the in-game world from assets, from 3D models. It showed up that it really helps them if they can actually go and see at least a piece of the state, you know, because each of the states might have a different, you know, shape or coloring of traffic signs, or I don't know, maybe a lines on the road, or, you know, different approach to buildings or to truck stops or to gas stations. So it's nice when they can actually feel the state, you know, feel the atmosphere, feel the vibe. But of course that they are not really visiting each, you know, mile of the roads that are going to be recreated for the game.
Right.
It's more like about to, you know, breathe in the atmosphere. And then they work also with, you know, satellite images, applications such as Google Street View.
Yeah, yeah.
Or quite often we are also in touch with, for example, truck drivers who help us with, you know, sending us their dash cam videos. So,
all right, yeah. I'm going to have to ask you to pause because we're on a fixed clock. We need to take a break. We will continue with Daniel Nemec of SES Software about American Truck Simulator. This is The 21st Show. We'll be right back. Daddy sends you all of his love from Bristol Bay.
I stopped at a roadhouse in Texas. It was a little place called Hamburg-Dan. And I heard that old jukebox playing a song about a truck driving man.
You could be that truck driving man in the video game from SCF Software. It's called American Truck Simulator. It allows players to drive semi-trucks across America. It's a sequel of sorts to the company's Euro Truck Simulator. We're talking now with the SCF Software head of PR and marketing, Daniel Nemec, who joins us from the Czech Republic, where the company is based. If you want to join us today, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So I'm sorry I had to cut you off. We're on a fixed clock on our
probe.
But before the break, we were talking about sort of getting the vibe. And I do love that because I enjoy going to visit, like, you know, when you drive in California or Seattle or something, they have these like little reflectors that stick up off the road. And I'm like, oh, those are really good. Why don't we have those in Illinois? And then you drive on a day like this where it's like snowy and icy everywhere and you see, oh, the plows would just scrape those things right off. So I guess that's the kind of detail you're looking into maybe when you're talking about the vibe of a state.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like exactly like that. You know, as much or the more details we can gather before we, you know, start producing a new state, the better for us.
How do you, and is there weather in the game, right? Like, I mean, the photos are beautiful, as I mentioned on the website, that show the cities on, you know, beautiful spring or summer days. You know, do people have to, can you deal with snow and ice and rain and that sort of thing?
Not yet.
Okay.
The game is based in summer, but of course we do have different weather, such as rain, fog, day, night cycles, you know, these kind of things, but no seasons yet, so you cannot encounter snow or, you know, fallen leaves in autumn on the road.
The pleasure of being boxed in by two semis on Interstate 72 while you're going over a patch of ice, as I was this very morning. So tell me a little bit more about, you know, how do you decide what cities to add, right? I mentioned Rockford, some of the quad cities, Champaign, Peoria. How does that work from your process standpoint?
Well, it's really, you know, kind of complex decision always, and sometimes quite difficult. But, you know, the in-game world is not made one-to-one scale. It's 1:19 or something like that. So we always cannot put all the cities of the states in the game. They would basically not fit. You know, the performance of the game would be too demanding on hardware and such, and you know, reasons like that. So the team always go and check what cities are kind of like super important for the reason of the game, or for the purpose of the game, of logistics, or where some big industrial complex lies, or where is maybe some of the most popular or famous landmark or most beautiful city of that state. So there's always a decision which cities are going to make it and which not, based on such reasoning.
So you mentioned that America has bigger parking lots, bigger roads. Is
Yes.
American Truck Simulator easier than the Euro version of the game for that reason? Because you're not doing, sort of the narrow streets of Prague or something like
Maybe for
that?
some people they might say yes, but at the other side, you guys have those trucks with long nose, which makes a turning a little bit more challenging sometimes than trying to maneuver with a cab over slash shorter truck in Europe.
So how does the game actually work? Because it's not just you're driving from place to place, right? You mentioned building reputation. I know
Yes.
there's all these different designs you can sort of earn your way or buy your way into depending on the game mechanics. Talk about the actual objectives of the game.
Well, so the new player in the game starts as a truck driver for hire, with no truck, no company. And as you build your progress to the game, you're doing those, as we call them in the game, quick jobs, which means that you are just hired to transport, goods from city to city or from state to state. And you earn in-game currency, in-game money. And then later, with the money and with the experience and new levels that you reach, you can buy your first truck. And later you can buy more of them. You can hire virtual drivers that will work for you. You can start a company and buy headquarters, buy new garages in the cities, and explore the map. And those levels can unlock you special cargos, such as that you can unlock with those skill points in the game. For example, a possibility to transport explosives, or acid and these kind of dangerous goods, or oversized transport with those escort vehicles in front of you, and stuff like that. So there is a kind of a career mode in the game, and then of course you can also spend your in-game money on tuning up your truck. You can put chrome, you can choose from different cabins, different chassis, different paint jobs, interior options, exterior options, bull bars, you name it.
Yeah, and so you can, and you mentioned different like sort of customizations of the trucks. Yeah, I wonder what you hear about from players when they find out, that their city is going to be added.
Yes. Well, sometimes we hear stories that we just released a new DLC, new state, and people are reaching us that, hey, I just draw around my house, I live in that place, but sometimes it might happen because, when we decide to build one road and that guy lives there, his house is there. But at the same time, we sometimes hear, desires or wishes from people like, please, can you put my, hometown city in the game? And we often have to tell them, sorry, it doesn't really fit into the plans, and that's it. Yeah.
How close is the game to driving a semi truck in real life?
Well, I don't have a CDL license, so maybe I'm not the correct person
I
to
wondered
ask.
if I wondered if you or any of your
Nah,
teammates there
nah.
have ever had that experience. No, no.
Some of them they do, because
Yeah.
we are like multinational company.
Oh, sure.
But I've sat in many trucks in the US through our business trips, and I had the opportunity to even drive them. And I think that to some extent the game is very similar to how you feel in a truck. The game can teach you some basics of how big your truck in combination with the trailer is, how much of space you might need to maneuver, how to proceed to reversing and maneuvering, because it's quite difficult to reverse with a trailer. You need to teach your brain to think the opposite way to some extent. So even though we know that our game is not like officially recognized educational tool, we do hear from people of our community that many of them, they used our game to prepare for their CDL license, final exams, for example, or that they, and that's what we think is even better, that they found a passion and love for big vehicles and trucking and automotive industry in general, thanks to our game. And many of them, actually, they even decided to pursue that love through career, you know. So that's awesome to hear always.
Oh, that's fascinating. You know, when you mentioned you're a multinational company, I think that is something that people who maybe aren't as into video games don't appreciate, is how international these, you know, you can really develop communities of players, especially if they get together on apps like Discord or things like that.
Yes.
Can you talk about what it's like in software? And I don't know how long you've been in the field, if you were there before we had all this remote work technology that makes this so much easier today. But you know, how that works day to day in your company.
Well, we're based in Prague, you know, quite a small, even though quite popular and famous city in Czech Republic, in Europe, in the Central Europe. And at the beginning, it was quite hard for us to build American Truck Simulator, and especially for getting licenses, you know, because the trucks in our game, they are one-to-one recreation of real trucks. So we didn't want to bring players those no-name recreations of our idea how American trucks should look like. We wanted to bring them their favorite Kenworth W900, you know, or Peterbilt or Western Star trucks, or Volvo VNL, and you know, these kind of trucks. So it was kind of hard for us to pursue these you know, manufacturers or brands to give us trust and their products at the beginning. But then over the 10 years, and now thanks to how big the community of our game is and how awesome, you can say, like, numbers we have and we can present to these companies, the relationships got to a super, super well stage. And nowadays, sometimes those companies, they can even realize that through games and through gaming, they can actually talk to audiences that they would have a hard time to reach on their own marketing communication, and they can use our game as a marketing tool, you know, how to show them their newest truck, how to communicate their brand awareness, or how to spread passion for trucks and their brand. So it's awesome now that people in these brands recognize and realize this, but 10 years back it was not that easy.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-222-9455. Just a few minutes left in the show today. Nancy, I think we talked earlier, didn't we? Nancy, thanks for calling back in.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Mr. I'm sorry, I don't know your first name.
Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Nancy.
You sound so much like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I don't have that much muscle, though.
But you sure sound like him. Anyway, that's wonderful. What you've talked about, I've been listening every word you've said. Absolutely. I went on a semi with my husband in northern Illinois. We went all over to 7 states. He was a CDL driver, of course, and I learned a lot about the CDL industry. And I think what you're doing is fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much for that. You know, this is exactly what I was talking about. Every time we hear such amazing story like this, it motivates us to the next days and years. So thank you so much, Nancy.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Nancy. That's great. You know, let me ask you, do you think of this, there's this term out there, cozy games, right? People play these games to, you know, life can be difficult, the job, you know, not getting along with their colleagues sometimes or something. Mm-hmm. People just want to sort of tune out and relax. Do you think of this as a cozy game?
Absolutely. And, you know, without me wanting to sound like we are boasting or flexing, our game sometimes is called as a Zen experience. And I think that's kind of a fitting, because in other games, you know, with racing games or first-person shooter games, there is always some aspect of adrenaline, some aspect of competition. And people find themselves a bit stressed that they need to perform even in the games. But in our game, you can just, you know, hop in your favorite big vehicle, take a cargo of your preference and haul it, you know, through day and night, admire the nature, the landscapes, and just have fun and chill, you know.
And if you're as talented as I am in the video game, you knock over a couple of stop signs, no hard feelings.
Yeah.
All right. Daniel Nemec is the head of PR and marketing for SCS Software. The game is American Truck Simulator. Illinois is coming soon. Is there a date yet for the release of the Illinois the update, the DLC for that?
Not exact date, but it's definitely going to be next year. And, you know, just watch our communication channels and we will, you know, I hope, reveal the release date quite soon.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today from all the way in the Czech Republic. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Roll on highway, roll on along. Kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round mama. They ask her when daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and they sure miss him when he's gone. Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on highway, roll on along.
That's all the time we have for our program today. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to recap the best movies of 2025 with a pair of film critics. We're also going to be talking about smartphones and smart families. There is somebody at the University of Illinois who is working to educate families on best practices for young people and smartphones, which, as you may have heard, there are some significant concerns about the effect they are having on emotional development of our young people. You can join us again for that tomorrow here on The 21st Show. I want to urge you to visit our website, 21stshow.org, where we've got our past programs. You can also find links to our podcast there. Or just follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. And she told